This is Twit.
Renee, if you could have the perfect Pokemon Go setup, would augmented reality, like a more sophisticated augmented reality, fit into that? Maybe glasses or something?
It's ironic because I was thinking about this because there's Pokemon Go Fest in Chicago this Saturday where there's going to be thousands of people out there, you know, doing Pokemon Go all at the same time.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah. I'll be there if there's any Mac Break Week listeners there and want to meet up. I will be there all day. But right now there's going to be a lot of people. And I just like this because like I play when I'm out. I go for long walks and it keeps me busy because walking sometimes is very monotonous. And I would love it if I just had sort of like the Google Glasses thing where it just appeared on my glasses and I could see it and I could do air interactions or whatever it was. And I had some sort of wristband that coordinated what I was doing. For the computer to disappear, that's what makes it really real. That's what makes it immersive and puts you in that world. And I don't want a VR experience for that because that's a fake world. I just want this stuff brought into my world. I guess I'm lazy like that. I want it all brought to me. And we could have some combination of AirPods and glasses and whatever it is in your hands or your arms. Maybe your Apple Watch does all that for you. That would be ideal. And not just for Pokemon Go. I mean, that's early stage, like Andy said, really beginning stage of this stuff. But for all the things and all the sort of gaming and all the education and navigation and things to come.
This is cool. It's sold out, unfortunately. Pokemon Go Fest Saturday.
I'm doing the press pass thing, so I'll be there covering the event.
Grant Park.
Yeah.
So this is official. This is sponsored by Niantic, I guess. And they're going to have special Pokemon that have never been seen before in Grant Park.
It's super interesting because the way it works is that the people at the event will do certain things that unlock things for everyone around the world. So, for example, if you catch more grass types, you'll unlock a Stardust bonus for everyone in the world.
For everybody.
And then the more they, for everybody. But then the more they catch in the rest of the world, the longer that bonus lasts for. So, I forget what the numbers are, but
so
if they
everybody
catch like 1,000,
should do this on Saturday at wherever they are.
Absolutely. And then if they catch enough, it triggers another bonus back in Chicago where you get a mystery challenge and people are assuming that's going to be like a legendary raid or something.
Oh,
so they're
God.
Clever in how they're putting this together.
This is brilliant. Special Poke Stops.
They've done this for Ingress in the past. So this is just sort of applying Ingress.
I think that was the thing that they did the exact opposite of Google Glass, which is that Niantic started with something that was fairly geeky. Being Ingress and then, you know, figured out all the details, got a lot of bits and pieces worked out and then rolled it out to everyone. And I think that's part of why Pokemon's been so successful. I think it would have been hard to do without Ingress.
And lest you think that this is something for, you know, nerdy fanboys, sponsorships on this, Sprint and Boost Mobile are allowing their customers in an hour early. And the host hotels are the Fairmont, the Swiss Hotel, the Kimpton, the Blackstone, the W Chicago, and the Hyatt Regency. This is clearly, this is seen as an upscale event. How interesting.
Oh, when I go to the U.S., because we don't have it here, Starbucks is a sponsor. And almost every Starbucks, you go in and you see this giant picture
stuff.
of a Pikachu latte or whatever it's called.
Wow. Wow. Well, have fun at PokeFest.
Thank you. And I hope there'll be a lot. I saw some Twit listeners are going, so I hope there'll be a lot of them.
Oh, great. Well, look for Renee Ritchie.
Yep, I'll be out there. And they want it's funny because the press thing is like they're going to immerse you. They want you to have the whole experience. So
oh, yeah. And this is why they're doing it. They want the press, obviously. I mean, it's.
Yeah. It sounds like he's like an embedded press in a military operation.
You're going to get the special helmet, the whole thing. Yeah. Just stay out of the line of fire, Richie. We don't want to hurt anybody.
I just wonder that I might like escalate the geekiness because I wonder like if it'll be like mainstream press in me, like the Wall Street Journal sends like a very traditional reporter, and I'm out there just like duck rolling and diving to the bushes. What kind of looks that I'll get might be funny, but I'll regret nothing.
Oh, Renee, I do own like an actual like tactical press vest that I haven't used in like 5 years. It's adjustable, but I would love to have a picture of you wearing this at this event, like as a combat reporter.
But I'm just thinking like we're going to have GPS running all day, data running all day, the screen on all day. So I'm bringing like two of those giant multi-packs, a bunch of cables, just everything imaginable for like long-term embedding.
Wow.
An entrenching tool, a shelter half, five days of rations in case you get caught.
A pith helmet, sir.
Satellite phone.
This is
going to
be
Alex
amazing.
When he's about to assemble a video rig.
Yeah. Wow, is this going to be
Al
totally
Franken,
amazing.
One-man mobile news unit.